smell is in our genes, and I don't mean dirty Levi's. A new study's found that the human sense of smell is linked to our DNA. Researchers at Israel's Weizmann Institute say their discovery could revolutionize the way that we eat and shop, indeed our whole lives. Here to talk about this new study is Ira Flatow. He's the host of NPR's Science Friday. He joins us regularly on Thursdays. Welcome, Ira.
Hi, Alex.
What exactly have these scientists discovered about the genetics of smelling?
Well, you know, we all have, like, different ways of smelling things, and something that may smell one way to you may smell different to me. I may like a preference for a certain flavor. You may not like that flavor. You know, you don't like olives. I think olives are terrific. We have, you know, we have all these different preferences for foods and flavors and smells. And sure enough, these scientists at the Weizmann have discovered at least 50 genes switched on and off in people, 50 genes that control how you smell and actually how you taste. And that would explain why we all have different tastes and smells, so to speak.
Okay, well, how do these scientists, they make this discovery, and then they say, boy, we not only see that this is so, but we also see how there are huge implications in this for our lifestyles. What is it that they mean?
Well, let's say that we come up with a gene profile for the way that the kind of smells and odors and tastes that you like, right?
Uh-huh.
So you present this profile. You carry it around with you in let's say, like a credit card with a stripe on it or something, and you go to your favorite restaurant, and you sit down, you give them your little card, they scan it through, and they say, oh, have we got a dish for you? I mean, they know what kind of flavors that you prefer.
Huh.
You say, well, should I take this dish? They say, no, you won't like that because we can tell from your genetic profile that this kind of flavoring is not what you want.
Forget the white sauce, pal. It's out for you.
That's right. Forget the clams. You're going for the tomato sauce, you know. And so that's the kind of, or they could create the artificial flowers that you like to smell. Let's say they breed carnations, and this is what they're talking about. This, they can create a gene that you like to smell, and they'll know it's your odor, and they can then genetically modify the flower so that this is your favorite smelling flower, and you buy it all the time.
Huh.
Or it's your favorite smelling odor, your perfume, your eau de cologne, or any of these kinds of things.
Well, that's
so you can have it tailor-made. Yeah,
but this is the real thing, isn't it? I mean, you could. Presumably, you could come up with a gene that would make people smell more attractive to one another.
Well, in fact, there are some researchers at the University of Chicago. They found out that women prefer the smells of men whose genes match their dad's. They gave them a smelly T-shirt contest. They really did this. They took a smelly T-shirt. And they stuck it in a box. They then took other little smells that were, you know, and they put those in boxes. There were cloves, bleach, and fresh laundry, all nice little smells. And they gave these test women choices to say, which of these smells would you like to spend the rest of your life with? And sure enough, these women chose the smells very similar to their own. And these belong to their fathers. The interesting part about this is they could match the genes between their fathers and those inherited for smell for their daughters.
Okay, well, look, we're talking about if you can tailor smells to individuals, are there going to be other things that will be targeted to our own personal sense of smell aside from marketing? Maybe there'll be marketing smelly T-shirts.
Well, this really touches on a whole new era of tailoring not just smells and perfumes, but drugs and medications, all kinds of things that we're now learning that, why does a drug work better in you than it works in me? Why am I allergic to a drug and you can take it? Well, like this credit card we were talking about for eating dinner, what if we had a genetic profile of whether you respond to an antibiotic better than I do? If you get a cold and I give you an antihistamine, there are so many of them, which one will work for you? Well, we'll find out from your genetic profile which ones of these work better. So instead of you go to your doctor, he gives you one drug, and that doesn't work. Come back, I give you another drug, that doesn't work. I give you another one, finally I've hit the right antibiotic. We'll know in advance from matching your genetic profile with the antibiotics, where they work in your body, and we'll just skip all that hit and miss stuff, and now we'll know exactly what to give you.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and regular science guide on Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.